This is RSBNB Update, episode 171, recorded Thursday, September 25th, 2008. The Explample. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update here. Brad is not here this week, as he had to run out of the sort of the last minute, I guess you could call it. So Ryan is here from the events crew and RSBNB Informer.
Hi.
And Mike is also here from the site owners, the admins, the mods, the content crew,
okay.
The events crew, the donors, what else?
Everybody. Okay, Shane. Hello.
And just covering my bases just to make sure people, in case they don't like notice you're in one group, they notice you're in the other, you know?
I think it's pretty noticeable when my name is green.
Anyways, we got no RuneScape updates this week, unless either of you have any RuneScape stuff you want to talk about.
Not really.
Okay. You know, like, it's kind of, isn't it kind of ironic that this is the kind of show Brad would like and he's not here?
It's a bit ironic.
Yeah, like, we could go over the poll, but I don't see any point in that because it's the same one as last week. So we'll just dive right into questions. First one is from Earth271072. Why did Google rename Chrome to Chromium? Also, what's your favorite emote in RuneScape minus the air guitar emote? This includes skill caves emotes. And finally, did you know that Revenant means they return? So what do you think about Jagex doing this? Keep up the good work. So basically he's saying that the word revenant means that they return in Latin about the ghosts, but I don't know, that kind of makes sense though, like how they're able to know where everyone is and whatnot. So, I don't know.
Yeah, they cheat.
Yeah, like remember the one that once walked through the agility fence thing?
Well, they're ghosts.
Yeah. Ryan, do you have had any experiences that were notable with Revenants?
No. I don't normally go into the wilderness, so I haven't seen one in person.
Yeah, that's probably a safe bet. But why did Google rename Chrome to Chromium? Actually, there's... Mike, did you hear anything about that?
I didn't think they renamed it. I thought Chromium was just the build for like Mac and Linux.
Yeah, Chromium is like the raw form of Chrome, I guess. Like not the final version, but the icky source version, as you said, for Mac and Linux. So who knows?
But isn't that where they store their source?
Yeah, that's right.
So you can check it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Chrome,
right.
Chrome is the actual build of it.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. So, favorite emotes? Ryan?
I don't know why, but mine's the jig. I have no reason why. I just enjoy standing around doing the jig constantly.
Brad says he does that in real life. Okay. Mike?
I like the dance. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Yeah. As for me, I have to go with the jig as well, but if Warren's around, I like that Halloween one where the hand comes out of the ground, because that's the forbidden emote.
The forbidden emote?
Yeah, I don't know why it's forbidden, but I like doing it to annoy him.
Seems everybody likes dancing.
Like... Was that because he was banned when it came out, or what?
Oh, maybe.
Thank you, Earth271072. Mike, read the next one.
I'm planning to buy a Mac and installing the Windows platform on it also. Should I run Windows Vista Home Premium or on native mode or emulation mode? I guess you should answer that first.
If you're planning to run Vista Home Premium, you should ideally run it in native mode, otherwise known as boot camp. It doesn't play very well with the virtual machines. If you want to run virtual machines, XP would be a better choice.
So that emulation mode lets you run it inside Mac too?
Yeah, that's right. It's like VMware Parallels VirtualBox, you know. It's that same sort of concept. But, you know, since Vista uses so much more resources, it's just better to run XP in one of those, you know?
Yeah.
Because Vista is pretty slow with like 512 megs of RAM, and if you put it up to a gigabyte, you start feeling consequences on your regular system. Whereas if you run XP, you can put it down all the way down to like 256 and run it minimally, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why XP is a better choice for virtualizing.
Okay, rest of the question. I tried to compare these two together, but I was sort of biased and my brain conflicted, if you catch my drift. My next question is about my really old computer with 16 megabytes of RAM and 455 megahertz of a processor. I was planning to bring it back to life with Linux, but I don't know which version. I was considering DSL, damn small Linux, but I was wondering if you would have better suggestions. That's from Brian, Shane's friendly neighbor.
Your neighbor, too. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Linux, I think we both have the same answer on this one. So,
well, I don't know. I haven't really tried many flavors of Linux.
So what would you say?
Well, I don't know. You could try damn small Linux, but
yeah,
I've never tried it.
But I think
Ubuntu
is
the most popular one. You get the most help and stuff with it, but 16 megabytes of RAM, I don't think it could run on that.
Sure it can. Just get Zubuntu.
Zubuntu?
Yeah, Xubuntu.
Oh, yeah.
Zubuntu has the XFCE window manager, which is very minimalistic and designed for slower systems. So try Zubuntu on it. Or a damn small Linux or something. But you're most likely going to end up using something with the XFCE window manager, because that is very much more lightweight than GNOME or KDE. So that's probably where you'll end up going. And as Mike said, you'll get more support with Ubuntu, so that might be the best choice. But that's the best thing about the Ubuntu, is you can just plop the CD in, and if it doesn't work, you're not wasting hours of your time configuring it, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, you have anything to say on that?
Not really.
Okay. Okay, then you can take the next one.
Okay, then. Do you like hot showers, cold showers, or in between? Personally, I like warm showers, and I like to put it on cold at the end so I can cool down. Thanks from Flash.
Flash. Okay. Go ahead. Answer.
Well, my shower is kind of stuck on hot, so whenever I step in, I get this scalding water pouring all over me. So I can't turn it down, so I'm stuck with hot showers.
Really? So how does that work, that it got stuck?
I don't know. The handle to turn it is just, it just won't turn back. It only goes hotter, so.
Wow. Okay, so there's your answer. You're kind of forced into that, Mike.
I like pretty hot showers, but not so hot that it'll burn me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's for me pretty hot as well. You know, but it sort of depends, like warmer in the winter, cooler in the summer, you know what I mean? Like, you sort of get climatized to the water temperature. In middle of January here, at least, is not the same as warm in July, you know? So that's sort of that sort of thing. Oh, this next one's from Dr. Bob. Have you ever considered going to a Star Trek convention? I think he means you, Mike, and Ryan, even though it's addressed
right.
to me.
No.
I'd never been caught dead at a Star Trek convention.
Yeah, that's same for me.
You know, I sort of draw the line at these sort of things. Like, we don't get many of them here, but I really don't think I would go, because I don't consider myself that far advanced in that sort of thing, you know? Like,
you could dress up as a Klingon.
No, that's what people there do, and I really wouldn't do that.
No?
So, yeah, I wouldn't, so. Anyways. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't dress up as a Klingon to go to them. Like, it would be interesting to go to one just for the experience, but I don't think I'd make a habit out of it. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't, like, be going to dress up as, like, a Bolian or a Tellarite, you know?
You could travel the world and go to all of them.
Nah, no thanks. No. Only if you come.
No.
Yeah, there are these. We could be like Klingon brothers or something, you know? Because there's this one. These two Klingon sisters that were evil and stuff and ended up dying in the end. So.
So you just said that you wouldn't dress up, and then if I did it, you would.
Yeah, if you did, I would.
No.
thank you, Dr. Bob. Next one.
Hey, Brad and Shane, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten? From Joey.
Pig's feet.
Pig's feet?
Yeah. You ate pig's feet?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Why?
My dad cooked them one day.
What?
Seriously, you can buy them at Safeway. Next time you go there, look in the meat department.
No, that's okay.
Why would you want to eat pig's feet?
I was just told to try them, and they tasted like chicken.
Shouldn't they taste like pork?
I don't know. They tasted more like chicken, like, you know? But, yeah, that's for me. Ryan? Mike?
Well, the weirdest thing I've eaten was probably when I went to the Christmas markets, when I went on a trip to Germany with the school, and they had, like, this stall, and they had apples, and they dipped them in different things. Like jelly and custard and stuff and honey. But I had one covered in custard and it tasted absolutely revolting. Ew. I just couldn't eat it.
Oh, that does sound bad. Okay, what about blood pudding? Brad likes that.
I've never had that.
Oh, okay, so that's just another one of those off things that he does then.
Didn't he say all people in UK eat it?
Yeah, he did actually.
I'm a bit of a fussy eater though, so.
Okay, Mike.
I can't think of anything really strange that I've eaten, because if it's strange, I won't eat it.
So no pig's feet for you then?
No.
Oh. My dad was at a meeting once, and he said they had moose nose stew.
What?
Moose nose stew.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys more about it after. Yeah, so. Anyways, thank you, Joey. Moving on. What's your favorite Slayer task and why? That you have the level to kill. My favorite at the moment is Abby Spectres, or Sphincters as I call them, because of the good herb and seed drops. I call them that, by the way. What's your least favorite and why? My least favorite is Black Demons or Greater Demons because they drop good things that often. Or they don't drop good things that often. Keep up the good work from Waffle350. My favorite would have to be, if I was doing Slayer, I'd have to say Spiritual Mages. And for my least favorite, anything that needs special equipment to kill, you know? Like those Turoths and crap. But what about you guys?
Mike.
My favorite would have to be the Spiritual Mages, too. Either that or Abyssal Demons, but I never get any whips from them. And least favorite would have to be the Warp Terror Birds. Hate those so much.
So how do those work, actually, the Warp Terror Birds?
You need a crystal chime. Like, you chime it, and then they're, like, frozen or something. And then you hit them, and then I don't know. It's really dumb.
I see.
And you only get them if you finish that quest.
Oh.
So
which
we
quest
shouldn't
is
have
that?
Done that quest. that one where you take the spirit tree out to the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. But that one is kind of worth it, too, you know, because you get that neat sound when the spirit tree goes, you know?
No, it wasn't worth it for that.
Sure it was. Ryan, you know the sound I'm talking about? That one when you use a spirit tree, it's like a vibrating kind of sound, you know?
I think so.
Okay. Do you have any favorite, unfavorite tasks?
Well, my Slayer level is quite low. It's only 43, so most of the time I get Fire Giants, which are actually quite a good task.
Okay.
But my least favorite would probably be Cave Crawlers, because I always get poisoned by them. I don't know why. And I take loads of anti-poisons, but I end up using them all.
Oh yeah, they hit eights with poison, don't they?
Yeah.
Really?
You have to get rid of it really quickly, or else you'll just die.
I thought they only hit two with poison.
No. Well, to start out, it's like, if they hit you more, you get poisoned more, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Thank you, Waffle350. Somebody take the next one? Make?
All right. How do you feel about large age gaps in dating relationships? Say someone 18 dating someone 38. Do you think age matters? I don't think age matters, because, I mean, love is love. Probably have a biased opinion, though, so that's what I'm asking for you guys. If you do feel age matters, where do you draw the line? That's from Sharon.
Otherwise known as Veggie Eater on the forums. Do you guys have any limitations?
Not really. I mean, there isn't really any limitation to me as long as they don't go into pedophilia.
Okay. Mike?
Well, 18 with a person that's 38 is a pretty large difference.
Uh-huh.
The difference is larger than the younger person's age, so I don't know, that seems pretty large, but I don't think it really matters.
Okay. For me, I have to say plus or minus 2.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
It's a bit of a restriction, isn't it?
No. That's my beliefs on the issue, so. Anyways.
That's pretty close.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just maybe that'll expand or something to like plus or minus 4. I don't know. I can't see it expanding to plus or minus 4 that much. But, you know? So.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways. Thank you, Sharon. Could you describe yourself using one letter of your name at a time? What would it be? Example for Shane: S smart, H handsome, A annoying. That's Zerkami.
So he thinks you're annoying.
Maybe. You guys
think
go first.
You're handsome.
You guys go first since you have shorter names.
Well, I'd say for R, probably random. Why yawn? Because I'm always really lazy. A annoying, and N noisy.
Okay. Mike.
I can't think of anything that starts with M.
The master. For me, S, take your pick, either smart or stupid, take your pick. H, happy. A, not annoying, so not, I don't know, I don't have anything for A. N, neoconservative. E. Excellent.
Excellent.
Sure, there we go. I just don't have an A. Not asshole. I can only think of the bad ones for A.
Can I change my A to anti-Star Trek?
Sure. Yeah, Mike, you have a hard one. For M, then I, then K, then E.
I can't think of anything that starts with M or K.
K, cool.
That begins with a C.
Like that, see?
Yeah.
Like how I...
No.
I don't have an A. I don't have an A. So, A is hard. I don't know. It could be that not that many adjectives start with A, you know?
I don't know. I always hated doing these things for, like, English and elementary school. I could never think of things.
Yeah. Like, it's a name. A name is a name. There's no external meaning to it, you know? Like, I'm not one for looking for meaning in things that doesn't exist. Like, you know, looking for meaning in the way like you throw like a deck of cards on the ground and looking for meaning in the way they randomize themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's why I hate English class.
Yeah. And then half the time when you're doing this, you know, you're talking about what the author might have thought, right? But half the time that's not even what they were thinking. Like, it's just people's open to interpretation. And, oh, it has to be right because that's what the teacher thinks is right. So if you don't get this, it's wrong. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was just a little rant there. How do we get off topics of naming? Anyways. I got one for Mike. M is the master. So master cult. Comma the I intelligent K cool K E W L then E energetic. There we go.
Well, thank you. That's better than I could describe myself. I don't think any of those describe me.
Sure they do. The I does. At least.
Okay. Master, no.
The
energetic,
K?
No.
Okay, I and K then.
All right.
So you can be named Ick now.
No, that's all right.
Okay. If you set up a portal between your home and any point in the world, where would it be? That's from Xbox Legacy. I don't know. You guys go first. Maybe.
I don't know, it's quite hard.
I don't know.
Somewhere far away.
Yeah, maybe like...
Like the other side of the world.
Sure.
So when it's winter here, could go there for summer.
What's wrong with the winter?
It's too cold.
I like it when it's cold.
Well, I like it when it's like just above freezing.
So like it is now.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan, any thoughts?
I don't know. I guess having one at school would help, because you could just get up later and then just walk through your portal and you're at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the main question here is, can you change where the portal is?
Oh,
or
yeah,
are you stuck with that for life?
And can it go through time? And can the portal go through time? That's a better question.
Oh.
I hope not.
If it could go through time, I'd set it to be in the house here and go to yesterday.
Why would you want to relive yesterday?
No, you could go through yesterday and then keep walking through it, and eventually walk through it 365 times and you'll be back where you were.
That'd be really boring.
365 days ago.
You could have Christmas every day.
Not sure, but... Yeah, that'd also be good for... manipulating the future. Yeah, I'll go with yesterday in my house.
Oh, that'd be so boring, though.
No, it's good if you want to change history, you know? Like that
You'd
one
have to
time.
Do all your school again.
No. I mean, like, let's say something happens, like you screw something up majorly, you can just walk through it and change it.
What if you're stuck in a hospital bed?
Ah, then you can
how you
get
walk
someone
through.
to push your bed through. interesting question, so. But as for a physical location, I don't know. Maybe up top of some remote mountain or something with a nice little house, you know? Who knows? Oh, you guys have any more on that one?
Nope.
Okay.
Not really.
Somebody take the next one, Ryan.
Okay. Do you have a cell phone, and how much time do you think you spend a day using it by talking or texting? From Andy Master.
You first.
Yeah, I have a cell phone.
I'm pretty sure most people have a cell phone.
Yeah. But as for time spent, not that much.
I don't actually use my phone, so probably about nothing a week.
Okay.
I probably only use mine like 2 minutes a week.
Yeah.
it's always on, but sometimes I text people, but not that often at all.
Yeah. So. I just use it for phone and maybe once a day at most, so. Yeah, not that much. We're not big phone users here, you know? Like, and I don't know, texting isn't as popular for one thing in Canada as it is in, like, the UK, like, for example, you know? Like, I know that for a fact. So.
Yeah, it's expensive here.
Yep. Courtesy of Rogers being the only GSM network in Canada.
Well, there's TELUS, too, for the other network.
CDMA. But they really
can't
compete
expensive.
With one another. So, you know, that's the thing. Like, there needs to be free enterprise between these kind of companies like this. Because if there's not, then one company's just set to sit and do nothing, you know? So, anyways, yes. Are we done with that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was from Andy Master. Finally, Mike, you can take this next one.
Oh. I'm new and was wondering about the RSVNB clan chat and how I can access it. I just came back to the game after playing in Classic and a little of RS2 and wanted to try this clan chat out. Thanks. That's from Valen. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, I guess that's how you'd say it.
Well, the RSVNB clan chat is under my RuneScape name right now, which is Mike12088.
Okay. Yeah, it's important that you say 12088, because I know I always say 12088, and that could be kind of construed as being the letter. But, yeah. Anyways, that's aside the point here. And as for accessing an in-game, you go to runescape.com, you click Play RuneScape, and you pick a world, and then you log in. And then there's a little icon down in the bottom of the screen that has two people's heads together smiling. You click that, then you click Join Chat, and type Mike12088 in there.
I think most people should know that.
Well, he said, how do you access it? So I figured I'd just throw that in just in case.
Oh.
Because, you know, some people might have amnesia, you know? Brad and I talked about this last week.
What?
Yeah, because last week I started the show with... my name is Shane, in case any of you guys have forgotten. And he's like, I really doubt many of our listeners have amnesia. And that led to the earliest Star Trek reference ever.
How many seconds in was that?
30.
Wow.
Yep, so. Yeah, so clan chat's a good place. Most of the time there's going to be someone in there, hopefully, and if there's ever any problems with it or questions, feel free to send me a PM on the forums, and I'll see what I can do to make your experience there better. Sounds like I'm like trying to buy votes or something, you know? But yeah, anyways.
Should run for office.
Yeah. Oh well. But we're not having any office here at RSBNB. It's a democracy, sort of, between Mike and me.
Between Mike and me.
Yeah. Anyways. So thank you for the questions, everybody. Remember, you can send your audio questions to questions@rsbnb.com. They should be in the form of a waiver MP3 in under 30 seconds. Thank you. Well, that was a rather interesting question period. We're on to tech news this week with I'm a PC and Windows versus Walls. Windows. What's the thing? Windows, not walls, I think? Or Windows, life without walls. So, yeah, Mike, maybe it's a explain window. That. Explain that, how that comes out to be life without walls.
I don't know. I guess it's just a really large window making it not a wall at all.
But, you know what? Was that you I was talking to about how the wall is macOS?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That the wall is macOS, because if you look at it, macOS is very locked down, right? You can't do much with it, and that's kind of a paradox, because I don't like my things being locked down. I'll even admit that myself. But...
Oh.
Yeah, that's beside the point here. I'm actually working on an article for next month's Informer about how macOS is locked down, and this could really be Apple's downfall in the end, if Microsoft plays their cards right. But anyways, this is an ad campaign that's a very good ad campaign, better than the Bill Gates and Jerry Seinfeld ads. You guys know what I'm talking about there, right?
Did you see the picture for this?
For what?
Well, they cut a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the window.
I saw that. Yeah, and it's in the shape of a Windows logo.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Ryan, did you watch any of the Jerry and Bill ads?
I don't think so. I think I watched one.
Yeah, that was probably the I'm a PC one.
Yeah.
So, basically, how this works is they get a whole bunch of regular people, you know, going, I'm a PC. I'm a PC and I wear glasses. I'm a PC and I have a beard. I'm a PC and I'm really scared. This guy put up in a whiteboard underneath when he was in a shark cage, you know? That was interesting. So, I don't know. People say their favorite one was the I'm a PC and I have a beard. But I'd say my favorite was the I'm a PC and I wear glasses one, you know? And if you actually go to the Microsoft site, you can send in your own video or picture of your I'm a PC ad, and they might actually use it in their ad campaign. So that's interesting. Like, I had an idea of two I might send in. Tell me what you guys think of this. First one being, I'm a PC on my Mac.
What?
I'm a PC on my Mac, because, you know, you can run Windows on a Mac. And really,
yeah,
a Mac is a personal computer, you know?
Mm. Yeah, but that might not be what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's why my other one is, I'm a PC and I play games. Because, you know, that's what anybody who wants to play real games would use Windows. Because, well, the games for the other platforms just are non-existent. But anyway, so...
Yeah.
In a nutshell, it's something that should have been done a long time ago, like when Vista came out. When did Vista come out? Was it January 2007 or January 2006?
I really don't remember.
Yeah, so it should have came out back then. Or no, it's got to be 2007. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, there we go. Anyways, thank you for... Oh, I thought we were still doing questions, so I was going to say thank you for that. But, yes. Are you a PC? I don't know. You can go to the site, just go to windows.com and click the little play button. They say, imagine no walls. That's interesting. then the little mission statement with the window wall, so that's very good. Mm-hmm. Next one, the new Xbox experience, a look at avatars. Now, this is something where we can all chime in the discussion. Let's start with Ryan. What's your thoughts on this avatar system and what it's actually shaping out to be?
Well, I suppose they made the move so that they could keep up with things like the Wii, because I know the Wii had the idea of the avatars for the console first, and they've obviously seen how Wiis are doing economically, and they've decided to steal the idea and use it. But they seem to add like a more mature feel to it. It isn't like as cartoony, the avatars.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
I was watching in the demo, you can actually make your person actually look fat, and it looks like a fat person. Figures Microsoft would get that right. Oops. Mike, what do you think?
I don't really like this movement. Like, I don't see what's wrong with their current dashboard for the Xbox.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, and don't fix it.
Seems like too much of a copy of the Wii.
Yep.
But it does look pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
Those
are my exact thoughts on it, but we'll just have to wait and see if it's a success.
Yeah. And their new menu system reminds me of the PS3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Reminded me of the Apple TV. Reminded me of the Apple TV, except not black and blue, but white and gray.
Yeah.
So, I don't like, this is a problem with Microsoft not innovating, you know? So, like, they're just borrowing ideas from everyone else.
Well, they are taking ideas and then innovating on them, but is it something people really want? Do they want
exactly.
an avatar?
Like, what benefit is that going to give when you're playing, like, a game, you know? Are they going to show up in the players list, you know?
Well, and what do you do with all the gamer pictures and themes that people bought now?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're not going to be able to use those themes on the new system, probably.
I never bought any, but because it seems stupid to buy themes and pictures. But
yeah.
People who did buy them will be angry.
You should be able to just plug in a memory stick and upload a CSS file that would style the dashboard.
Oh yeah, that would never work with Microsoft though.
They'd probably use Internet Explorer to render it. But so do you guys have any idea when this is coming?
It only says fall, so anytime
yeah.
soon. But I did get a message off Xbox Live saying that the service will be down on the 29th of September for a whole day, so.
Wow.
That's apparently for maintenance only, though.
Oh.
They aren't going to be adding anything. That's what they say anyways.
What if they mean Southern Hemisphere fall?
No. I think they mean
no
fall
shame.
By date, you know?
Oh, okay.
Which fall just started 4 days ago, so. Could be anywhere up till December 21st.
Yeah, that's true. So, we'll just have to wait and see. But that would be a good, interesting Christmas gift, wouldn't it?
But I think many people would want it.
But I think they'd want to ship the Christmas Xbox 360s with the new dashboard, right? So people didn't have to download an update as soon as connecting. I don't know.
That's a good point.
So, we'll just have to wait and see. And in order to get the Christmas ship date, it needs to be done by the end of October at the latest, I think. So,
it's probably already done.
Yeah, it's just bureaucratic paperwork now or something. So, who knows. Are we done with that one?
I guess.
Okay. Next up is Android, which is the operating system for Google's phone, and it's going to be released on T-Mobile with a phone called the G1. Kind of makes sense, Google One, you know? Like Air Force One, etc. But yeah, I don't know why people like doing that. As they say, it promises to give mobile phone users a lot more freedom and functionality. It actually has a pull-out keyboard that's real compared to the iPhone. Cut and paste in emails, something that the iPhone doesn't have. They also say that there will be also the Google App Store, which is pretty much like the iPhone App Store, whereas the Apple apps cost money, between 99 cents and $9.99. At launch, anything on the Android App Store will be free. Anything.
That's pretty good.
I know. But they it also says it won't be as quote-unquote slick as the iPhone, you know? But, you know, it's Google. Google's things aren't always slick, you know what I mean? Like, just take a look at the Google homepage. Simple, minimalistic, and works. Mm-hmm. Coming late October for $1.99. Also, Amazon announced that users will have access to their entire library of unprotected MP3 songs to buy there. So that's another thing, another openness thing that's actually good. So what do you guys think about it?
I don't know. It sounds like pretty good innovation on the market.
Yeah.
Hopefully it expands.
Google needs Apple needs competition in this market space for these sort of phones, because the BlackBerry is okay, but it's not really competing right now with the iPhone in that respect, because the iPhone is sort of the hip thing, but BlackBerry's maybe not. So I thought this is good that this is happening, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens with it. But I am hoping that it actually succeeds and maybe gives the iPhone a run for its money. Probably won't, though, because you know how people are. Like, just take a look at the iPod and the Zune, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the Zune came out too soon, if you know what I mean. Without enough clear thought about it. You get that? Too soon? It's like too soon? Too soon?
Yeah, Shane, it's not funny.
Ryan, is it?
Nah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, on to rants then. We got two rants. Who wants the first one, and who doesn't want to read a rant?
I'll take the first.
Okay.
Please consider, an abyssal whip does not require 85 Slayer, because it wouldn't make sense to say that someone had to be an experienced Slayer to use it, since the whip isn't used for anything Slayer related at all. Items like leaf-bladed spears having Slayer requirements makes sense because they're used specifically to kill Slayer monsters. Abyssal whips are not. Consider the following requirements. The rune plate body requires 99 smithing, the abyssal whip requires 85 slayer, and the black dehide body requires 84 crafting. None of those requirements would make sense, right? The levels you need to train wouldn't be appropriate. You can't say someone who's experienced with archery can't wield a bow because they aren't skilled enough to fletch it themselves. Now, what about the hunter skill? Because hunter seems to think that those requirements make perfect sense. Lucky rabbit's feet, spotted capes, gloves of silence, and spottier capes all have a hunting requirement. That isn't right. None of those items help hunter at all. Lucky rabbit's foot helps woodcutting. Spotted and spottier capes reduce weight. The only skill this specifically helps to train is agility, and the gloves of silence help thieving. Replace the hunter requirements and all these items with a more appropriate level requirement of agility, thieving, and woodcutting. It doesn't seem too complicated. If you think the fact that these items are made of materials only collected by Hunter have anything to do with it, explain why Chain Chompers and Salamanders do not have Hunter requirements.
Yeah, that's a good rant.
Yeah.
I agree with points in it.
Yeah. But what's the problem? Is he trying to say that the problem is that these Hunter items have requirements, or is he trying to say that the other items don't have requirements?
I think he's trying to say that the requirements are on the wrong skills.
Oh. So, for example...
Like, spottier cape, you should have an agility requirement to wear it, not a hunter requirement.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Makes sense.
Because you wouldn't want 99 smithing in order to be able to wear a rune plate body. Yeah, that's a good point, because then what's the... Because it's sort of like a limiting, you know? It takes it down from a one-to-one relationship to a one-to-zero relationship, you know?
That analogy doesn't really make sense.
Like one-to-one means that there's a clear path between the two skills, how they're connected, right? But if you were to give the rune plate body a bonus of 99 smithing, and it needed 99 smithing to be made and used, that would kind of just make it a point rather than having it be like, yeah, it would just be a point and it would be nothing.
Well, the problem is that the requirements for the like smithing is way too high.
Yeah, that,
99 smithing to make something that's level 40.
Yeah, this was a whole rant a few weeks ago that the smithing skill needs to be rebalanced out, add new items, and the current stuff max at about 60. So,
yeah. But,
and then make better items. Because, you know, smithing was designed in RuneScape Classic. So, they have to do something about it. But, anyways. Yeah, that's a good rant about, like, the lucky rabbit foot should have some woodcutting thing. But, honestly, I think it's a curse. Because it didn't help me when I was woodcutting. Did it help you guys or anything?
I don't know. It didn't. Like, it's hard to tell if it makes a difference because luck based.
Yeah. Like, when I was woodcutting, I get about one nest every 10 minutes or so. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Like, once I got three in one inventory. So, I don't know. And once I actually got a spirit seed from one. But, I don't know. Good rant. Needs to be taken into account. I guess Brad found a good rant. Brad found these rants before he had to leave. So, next one. The new shields have special effects. And of all of them is one shield that is useful to mages. The arcane shield, which gives a 20 mage attack bonus, which is awesome, by the way. But look at this now. Melee and range got some really useful shields they can use to change their spot in the combat triangle. The spectral shield, like if having the average melee armor gives 17 mage defense, even though the well-constructed melee armor attracts spells of an opportunistic mage or something like that. Now, melee can just switch to dehide and pwn mages. Mages have to wear robes no matter what, which offer horrible death bonuses against everything. They also have low mage attack. Now, melee can not only switch to wearing hides and DDS spec mages, but they can wield a spectral shield to get 30 mage defense bonus. And rangers too, but oh well. Meant to be that way. Although its current mages getting pwned by everyone except noobs that are level 40s and under you. So it's official now. Mages get pwned by everyone. This is what I hated the most of the Clan Wars update. Jagex loves putting hidden updates for Explab. It's the Explabble. Wow. One, Torag's armor defense bonuses got lowered, or Darok's raise, but now only DH has 10 slash defense less. No matter which ice spell you use, it won't even last 1 second if you try to run away, which means if you barrage somebody and get some distance before you spec him, the ice makes it melt instantly, so he can run after this, which also means he manages to touch you and you are doomed. What the hell is going on here? Like, this rant is... We're on shields and we're on rangers, then we're on Torags and Darhawks, then we're on ice barrage. Like, what is this?
Yeah, he doesn't really have a clear point.
Except the example. Explample. So, if can either of you guys help me figure out what he's trying to say here?
Well, I think he's just basically saying that mages are useless because they keep adding in items to make them more and more useless. Like those shields.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Have high magic defense.
And mages haven't really had a true combat update since Desert Treasure, have they?
I don't know.
So, I don't know. Like, this guy seems like one of those standard...
They got the Steam Bell stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but what good is that?
Yeah.
So, this just seems like another one of those whiny PK types that used to exist, you know? Oh, my. Oh, well.
But what he's saying is true, that mages don't really... Like, they don't really add up against other combat types.
Yeah,
they can
that's
just switch.
Right. So, he has a few good points, but there is no clear objective of this rant, so I don't know. I just have to say turn bye-bye. That's enough of that one, unless you guys have anything to say on this.
Not really.
Okay. Moving on to some other things. We have the Checkers tournament tomorrow night. So I'm going to get this out today so you guys can
tomorrow?
Listen to this and sign up. Yeah, it's on Friday night.
Oh, I thought it was on Saturday night.
No,
I guess
Friday night
makes more sense.
Yeah. So we're going to have to... I'm going to actually sign up for that, actually, because we're in need of people. So I will be signing it up for it.
How many people have signed up?
It's a number between 6 and 8.
Oh.
So. That's not very good.
Yeah. So Ryan, if you want to stay up till 2 a.m. on a Friday, let me know. I'll sign you up.
I'd rather not.
Okay. So yes, that one. So if you're listening to this tonight on Thursday, please sign up if you're going to be around, play some checkers. I know Mike plays a mean game of checkers. So
I do?
Yeah. you beat me before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, we have on Saturday night, the Clan Wars variations. So one of them will be basically a... It's sort of like... I'm trying to figure out how to describe it. One team has to defend their leader, the other one has to attack. So what would you call that kind of game type where one defends and one attacks?
Attack and defend.
Yeah, like attack an objective and the other team defends it. It's sort of like Counter-Strike or Search and Destroy with the bombs, but you're not dealing with bombs, you're dealing with people.
Capture and hold.
Okay. You're not exactly capturing anything. I don't know. And then the other game type is going to be VIP, where you have to keep your VIP alive for as long as possible, and when the VIP is dead, the game ends.
Are the VIPs known to
the
other team?
Yeah, they're me and you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I think it's either me and you or me and Brad, but I think it's me and you, because it's like this. It's on a night, so it's me and you, actually. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Yeah. That should be interesting.
Yeah, so these are the experimental times. If they don't turn out, then they probably won't happen again.
That's right. New skill of the month, construction. So if you have lots of money to burn, this would be a good month to train construction. I've already heard of a few people who are stocking up on logs and planks and planning to win. Maybe one or two planning to get 99. Who they both signed me to NDA, so I shouldn't even be talking about this, but oh well. But anyways, so sign up for construction. You have to be a valid forum member. Oh, and a little update on the thieving skill of the month. Mark is winning with 2.7 million XP, followed by X-Blades, then Ryan won. There's about a 640-some-odd KXP difference between 1 and 3, and between X-Blades and Mark, there's 535k difference, so yeah, and aside from that, it just sort of drops down. Fourth is Warren with 429k XP, and then it drops down even more, and Mike, you're one of the people who got 0 XP, so you should go Thieve a Guard or something, or a Paladin.
Oh, I was going to get 90 Thieving this month, but I haven't really played RuneScape at all this month.
Just go thieve a paladin and kill it, and maybe you'll get another half shield, you know?
They're worthless now, though.
Some 20K people
or something.
Say it's better to high elk them. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Check out the RSBNB Informer. Ryan, do you have anything in planning?
Well, not at the moment, but I'll definitely think of something before the end of the month.
Okay. Mainly I'm mentioning this because I have my new article out, What is Computer Science? It's like a big book, but if you read the first three paragraphs, I'll be happy. So, take a read through that. That's the only article you want to read this month.
That's not something you should say.
You can find it at informer.rsbnb.com. Well, you can read the other ones too, you know, like Achievement Unlocked, What's the Sound I Hear? What if, like, everybody's training skills, you know? Google Chrome. I'm not trying to take attention away from everyone else and divert it to me. I'm just trying to say that this is an article that is educating. Not that
they
the others
be
aren't.
Educating,
but...
aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are, but this one goes into computers and stuff, you know? So. But, anyways, yeah. That's informer.rsbnb.com. So what have you guys all been up to? Ryan, since you're the honored guest. Not that Mike is an honor, but you get the point.
I've not been doing anything really. I've had school and that. But Okay. Apart from that, I haven't really done anything special.
Any Xbox stuff we should know about?
I haven't been on it much this week, actually. I've had a lot of homework and stuff to do, so...
Yeah, homework's always fun.
Not really.
Most of the time. Math homework was fun.
Yeah, right.
Math homework's the worst.
What? English is the worst.
English is better than math.
No, it's not. I disagree.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Mike?
I haven't really been up to much.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much nothing. I don't know.
As for me, RuneWire, school, and some farming. That's it. That's the same stuff I say every week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Oh, you should check out, what did I call that topic? Your choice, my goal. Basically, it's a goals and achievements thread. There's a poll on it. You have until October 1st, roughly, to vote. And I will be making whatever wins as my next goal. So.
I don't get your explanation for choosing defense. Seems
okay.
Like
pretty... Okay.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's just silly.
Why?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just picked that. Oh, so you get the whole modding 23 and stuff, but you don't get why.
Yeah, what's the point in doing all that? Why not just say, oh, I'm going to do defense?
I don't know, because I couldn't make a decision, so I let Skill of the Month pick for me.
Well, that's pretty much just manipulating the numbers to how you want it to turn out, though.
No.
Yes, it is.
If this picked construction randomly and I modded it by 3. If it would have picked what comes before, if it would have picked Slayer, which was 22, I think, I would have picked Strength, and if it would have picked
right.
Farming or Runecrafting, I would have done Attack, you know?
No, I don't believe that.
Seriously?
No, you wouldn't do Strength.
Why?
Because you always say that the people who have high strength levels are noobs.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Seriously,
yeah.
If it would have picked, if it would have picked Slayer, I would have picked.
You always want to do defense because you'll piss off the peers.
It just happened to work out this way. I didn't manipulate it. Ask Fred.
I'm not saying you manipulated Skill of the Month. I'm saying you manipulated the number that it chose. To make it like your choice.
No, it's number 23 because it's
three,
the index.
Two.
No, I chose to mod by 3 because there's 3 combat skills: attack, strength, and defense.
All right.
That's why I chose that. So, yeah, sorry about that. If anybody's interested, just look up modulus, which is, in essence, the remainder. Like, 23 divided by 3 is 7 if you do integer division. And then 7 times 3 is 21, so 23 minus 21 is 2, therefore remainder equals 2.
My brain hurts.
So, what did you guys pick? Case 1, 2, or 3? Extreme conditioning is case 2, which is that perk on Counter-Strike. I named it that after that, of course, for running. There's sticks and stones, and return to arms. Well, that should be called to arms. Yeah, that should be called to arms, I meant. But what did you guys pick?
I picked case 2.
Right?
I picked the sticks and stones.
Okay, so we'll just have to wait and see how this turns out. I am not voting in this. If there's a tie, I will get a neutral party to break the tie. But I don't know how I can get a neutral party, you know, because everybody's going to have their own ambitions and stuff, right?
Should flip a coin.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, if there's a tie between two. Or if one doesn't get a clear majority of 50%, but I'll just take the one that has the most votes to simplify things, even if it's not a... Even if it's a split, but yes, so that is that. I'm sorry, I had to go into that whole mod 3 thing. But yeah, so are we done?
I'd say so.
Okay, that said, RSPB update 171 is done for Ryan. At where do you have a thing I can advertise for you?
A blog?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really write in it that much.
Okay, so I won't then. I'll just stick your Informer profile in the link then.
Thanks.
And Mike, who doesn't have a blog right now.
No, not planning on getting one either.
Yeah, they're a waste of time. I'm shutting mine down, I think, or doing a R equals 301 somewhere. But anyways, and then me, runewire.com/Shane. Thank you. See you next week, everyone. Brad will be back, and hopefully we'll have some RuneScape updates to talk about. Goodbye. Good night.
Bye.
See ya.